Hello. Oh, there we are. We've started.
Blimey.
Phone nearly jammed up. One of the big themes here today at the Citizens Advice Bureau has been about the nature of the world of work, that as well as the sort of statistical side of numbers of people in or out of work, we've been talking about quality of work and the different environments in which people work. And one of the issues was to do with where new employment is going to come from. Now, Pat, you had a take on this, didn't you?
Yes, I've heard so often people say that a lot of the jobs will occur not in big industries, but in small companies who might perhaps take one person or two people on. Now, that makes a great impact on small companies, and they're reluctant to do it, I think, if there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of intrusion into oversight. Not they're going to be bad employers, but it's just the sheer amount of work it involves when you handle an HR department or yes, something yeah. like that. And quite often these are going to be businesses which will grow, and taking on two this year might be possible to take on two or more next year. So I'm just interested if there's any work going on about how they're going to support small businesses and encourage them to take on. I think it would particularly help in rural areas where there are a lot of small businesses set up in farm buildings and that type of thing.
Yes, one of the other things that was mentioned was the vulnerability of some self-employed people.
Yes.
And I guess that transition from being a sole trader to taking on staff, that actually that by taking on one person, you double your workforce.
That is it, exactly. And that's something I've seen with my son's business, where he now has about five people. He wants desperately to take on two, but he's so nervous about doing it because of all the different regulations, and is it going to be worth it? Or should he stay the size he is and not develop his business because he can feel safe that way?
Well, and I guess from the opposite side, there's the great danger that for the employee, they need the protection of sick pay, and for women, maternity pay. It's a very big deal, and yet the threat of a staff member, your one staff member, disappearing for 6 months on full pay or even half pay, that could break a small company. So I guess that the implication for the government's initiatives on getting people into work, if that's where they're seeing the growth happen, then support is needed for people in that position.
Definitely needed in that situation to encourage them to take people on.
And hopefully the CAB will be in a position to give people the advice they need to actually make those kind of transitions.
We hope. Yes, I hope so.
Thank you so much.